All right, we are going to get started with the post-race media availabilities for today's M&M's 200, presented by Casey's General Stores. We are joined by our second place finisher, Johnny Sauter, driver of the number 21, Allegiant Airlines Chevrolet. Johnny, just take us through the end there, not pitting there in the last caution and then the restart.
Well, I think my race kind of goes before that. Chase Briscoe took me to school pretty good, running the top. I kept asking my spotter where he's running, and I swear I kept hearing he's running the bottom, and I'm like, well, if he's catching me 3/10 a lap and he's running the bottom, then so be it. But I guess that's a shame on me for not looking in my mirror sooner and seeing that he was running the top. But he found me some grip up there. Obviously, when he passed me, I moved up there, and our lap times went back to tit for tat. But then, obviously, we didn't pit. And so I think our night was a second-place finish regardless, whether it went green to the finish or, you know, I think we still maybe would have played the strategy of not pitting. In hindsight, we should have put tires on, but we didn't. And I just had enough grip up there in that third groove with our Allegiant Travel Chevy to just, you know, keep big momentum up off the corner and to keep the guys behind us at bay. So all in all, a solid night. It's undoubtedly the best truck I've ever had here. We've been working very hard on some stuff, and if this is the direction we're headed, I feel pretty good about it. So it was a decent night. We just come up a little bit short.
All right, we'll open up to questions for Johnny. Raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll come up here to RJ, and then we'll go to Chris.
Hey, Johnny. RJ Kraft, NASCAR.com. How much did you and Joe go back and forth on this? Should we come? Should we not come? Should we take two? Should we on that last stop? Or was it a clear cut? We're staying out all the way.
I think early in the caution, we had talked about it just a little bit, and Joe was like, I think we got to come take two, and when I saw the wreck, the 88, all I did was come on the radio and says, man, this caution looks like it's going to be a little while, so make sure we're making the right play here, you know. I didn't say that, but I implied that, and boy, they got that 88 truck cleaned up fast. I mean, as much damage as it looked like, I thought, you know, it was going to be a couple, you know, probably two more laps than what it was, but to be honest with you, I really wasn't that nervous not having tires, having moved up to the third groove there. It felt like we put sticker tires on when I moved up there. There was just so much grip up there, I couldn't believe it. So, obviously, I kind of knew that when they told me the 8 truck was lining up right behind us there, and he had 4 tires, I mean, you're kind of in a rough spot there. So, you know, good job to those guys, but not a whole lot of deliberating. I mean, I find it best when I just be quiet and drive.
Chris?
Chris Knight, GetTrends.com. Johnny, this was a brand new truck for you guys, right? Mm-hmm. Were you happy with how it performed tonight? And would you maybe, how do you feel about using it down the road and for more short track races coming up, Bristol, et cetera?
Yeah, no, this is the latest truck out of the GMS stable. Obviously, we build our own chassis, hang our own bodies, do everything in-house. So I couldn't be more proud of the effort from everybody at GMS. Yeah, this is something that showed a lot of promise throughout various steps of construction or building it. So I definitely think this is the trend that we're going to head down or the path that we're going to head down. And, you know, without going into too much detail, tonight's stuff was quite a bit different than stuff that we've ran. So showed a lot of promise, and I feel really good about that. No, I mean, the driver always wants more of this, more of that, more downforce, you know, lighter race cars, whatever. I mean, you know, and obviously the crew guys and everybody at GMS wants the same thing. I mean, we're all pretty much on the same page where we need to go as an organization. You know, you got to have better stuff, you know, we're smart enough to realize that that's what we're racing against, and that's what we need to continue working on. So, you know, if you rest on what you did yesterday, you're going to get left behind in this business in a real hurry.